Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, April 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a lost dog was found last night in the area of the Palms Apartments. The dog has two collars, blue and yellow. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Pictures are available on the Wauchula Police Facebook page. Your jobs here in the area: the City of Frostproof is looking for a utility operator. A driver's license and 1 year of wastewater experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Convenience Storage is looking for a manager, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of supervisory and customer service experience are preferred. And Innovar Structures is looking for an inventory purchaser assistant. 3 years of experience with QuickBooks and the Fishbowl program are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message, because they'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 79. Thunderstorms, 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 2, low. Winds east northeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 13. Humidity is 85%, very humid. Dew point 71, the cloud cover 100%. Rain is 0.09 inches. Visibility 10 miles in the cloud ceiling is 1,600 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, showers with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southwest this afternoon, gusts up to 25 miles per hour with a 90% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a slight chance of showers after midnight, lows in the upper 60s, west winds around 5 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with chance of rain 20%, and Wednesday night clear, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. So make sure to stay dry out there, folks. Keep your umbrella with you everywhere you go. That is your Hardy County weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval was surprised by Ag Secretary Vilsack's sudden decision to end the Farmers to Families Food Box program. Duval tells agrimarketing.com, American farmers and ranchers feed the world, and we believe no one should go hungry. Duval says he looks forward to working with Secretary Vilsack to learn how USDA plans to address the heightened need at food banks while providing the fresh, healthy food produced by our farm families. Textile mills and specialty crops will get three-fourths of the $330 million announced by the USDA in a broad-ranging program to help producers and the food supply chain recover from the pandemic. According to Agriculture.com, the package earmarked $75 million in grants to help low-income Americans buy fruits and vegetables. The USDA will also implement a program to buy dairy products and donate them to help hungry Americans. The USDA announced up to $10 million in assistance from its Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus to assist agricultural producers impacted by worsening drought conditions in the Klamath River Basin. The 2021 Temporary Operations Plan was developed in response to consecutive years of drought in the Klamath Basin. The Bureau of Reclamation says water from the Upper Klamath will become available to charge Klamath Project canals and allow for limited irrigation no earlier than May 15th. Hornfly are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture is praising the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, which was launched in March. The program, which offers $330 million to help agricultural producers and organizations, includes $169 million for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and $75 million for the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Initiative Program, which assists low-income consumers to purchase fresh fruit and vegetables. It also includes the Dairy Donation Program. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried applauded the ability of its funding and encouraged Florida's producers to apply if eligible. Commissioner Fried said, quote, COVID-19 caused serious financial hardships for so many of Florida's agriculture producers, especially our seasonal crop growers and dairy producers, who struggled to get their products to consumers. At the time, food insecurity has risen dramatically in Florida, with 3.5 million Floridians, 1 million of them children, facing chronic hunger. This new round of funding will provide still needed relief for our proud growers, support of our farm workers and food businesses, and help our families afford healthy nutrition. End quote. Specialty Crop Block Grant Program is aimed at funding innovative projects designed to support the expanding specialty crop food sector. Florida's specialty crop producers faced $522 million in estimated losses due to reduced demand and a weakened economy during the pandemic.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. A lower open this morning for Wall Street. Key averages losing ground as investors review the latest batch of corporate earnings reports. The number of workers on UK corporate payrolls dropped by 0.2% last month.
The Office for National Statistics says company payrolls fell by 56,000 last month, pushing the decline since March of last year to 813,000. Workers under 25 accounted for more than half the decline, with the number of young people on company payrolls dropping by 436,000 over the past year. Payrolls in the accommodation and food service industries fell by 355,000 workers.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Apple planning some new product announcements today, but no new iPhone this time around. That announcement is expected to come in the fall. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's start off in baseball yesterday, where the Red Sox easily won their Patriots Day game, clobbering the White Sox 11-4. The Boston Marathon is normally run on Patriots Day, but was moved to October 11th this year because of Massachusetts' limits on crowds during the pandemic. The Patriots Day baseball game has been played by the Red Sox since 1959. The Mariners beat the Dodgers 4-3, Rays 4-1 over the Royals. Josh Fleming pitched two-hit ball into the sixth inning. Kohei Arihara took a shutout into the sixth inning as the Rangers beat the Angels 6-4. Giants shut out the Phillies 2-0. San Francisco's Gabe Kapler becomes the first manager in Major League Baseball history to start his career at 200 and 200. Cardinals go yard five times, beat the Nationals 12-5. Brewers beat the Padres 3-1. Brandon Woodruff and three relievers combined on a two-hitter. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Pistons beat the Cavaliers 109-105. Frank Jackson scored 20 points, including a tie-breaking baseline drive in the final minute. Bulls hold off the Celtics and snap Boston's six-game win streak 102-96. Nikola Vucevic, 29 points. Kobe White added 19. Stephen Curry hit 10 three-pointers, scored 49 points. Warriors beat the 76ers 107-96. Curry has 11 straight games with 30-plus points, topping Kobe Bryant for the most by any player age 33 or older. Joel Embiid had 28 points and 13 boards. Heat beat the Rockets 113-91. Houston's dropped 33 of their last 37 games. Kendrick Nunn scored a season-high 30 points. Wizards win their fifth straight game 119-107 over the Thunder. Bradley Beal with 30 points. Suns get by the Bucks 128-127. Spurs beat the Pacers, and the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies. Jazz beat the Lakers. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: before having a kid, the most important thing to ask yourself is, am I ready to watch the exact same cartoon on repeat for the next 4 years? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.